So every year, DHS releases this report, which shows how many deportations its enforcement agencies, Immigration and Customs, the Border Patrol, have carried out in the previous year. And every year, this report gets attention from both sides of the political aisle because, well, we're talking about immigration here.
Today, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director announced nearly 400,000 illegal immigrants have been deported during just the past year.
This year's report says DHS removed 392,000 people from the country in 2011, just below the all-time record of 2 years before. Applause here? From the left, probably not. But surely from the right. Well, no. In fact, Texas Congressman Lamar Smith, a staunch immigration enforcement advocate, accused the administration of, quote, falsifying their record to achieve their so-called historic deportation numbers. Ouch. He says the administration is cooking the books, making it look like they forcibly removed all of those people when, in fact, tens of thousands were actually not removed, but were what's called returned. Wait, what? I called up Ben Winograd, a staff attorney at the American Immigration Council. He pores over these statistics.
When the government refers to a removal, they are referring to the forced departure of an immigrant based on an order of removal. When the government, by contrast, refers to a return, they're referring to the departure of an immigrant who legally could have been subject to an order of deportation, but was allowed to return voluntarily.
This distinction is important because if you're removed through a judge or immigration officer's order, you get penalized. It becomes way harder to get back into the U.S. legally after that.
Typically, immigrants that are arrested in the interior of the United States are removed. By contrast, immigrants who are caught along the southern border are typically allowed to return to Mexico.
Congressman Smith's gripe is that of those more than 390,000 people DHS says it removed, some 30,000 were actually just deported through a special program that returns them to their home countries without that harsh reentry penalty. In other words, they were technically returns, not removals. Okay, but even if that is the case, this year's report still shows one of the largest number of forced removals in history. And not only that, but also a huge decrease in the number of returns, that other category of people who are caught crossing the border and sent back without a formal order. It was the lowest number since 1970. So how about some applause there for stepped-up border enforcement and taller fences? Still, no.
It's kind of, you know, the thing that neither party really likes to mention because, you know, Republicans don't want to mention it because it makes Obama look good on immigration enforcement. And Democrats don't want to mention it because it makes Obama look bad on immigration enforcement. So, you know, neither party really likes bringing it up.
Still, there's no denying that however you interpret these numbers, each one has a face. And more of them are ending up in places like this. Along the channelized banks of the Tijuana River. This is where lots of deported migrants who have no money and nowhere to go hang out until they can either figure out how to get back to their hometowns or back across the border. It's where I met José Contreras, a 21-year-old who came to the U.S. 3 years ago to work in construction. He was deported 2 months ago. He says he was deported when immigration officials showed up to the place where he was working and asked for his documents. He spends a lot of his time here at the river, just steps away from the border fence, trying to figure out how to get back across. He says he doesn't want to go home because he hasn't finished what he started. But now, when he tries to cross, it's harder. Is it harder, I ask him? It is harder, he says, because they have technology now, and there are risks. But he says he'll keep trying, as many times as he has to, no matter how often he gets deported, until he can get back to his job. In other words, he's willing to keep driving those DHS statistics up and up. In San Diego, I'm Adrian Florido.